Now, a beautiful sunny morning out there, and we'll warm up into the 50s today. Warmer still later this week. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. This has been a very popular event. You would think, oh man, they can't do it this year, but they are doing it with a little bit of a twist. It's the McLaren Port Huron Foundation Cocktails for a Cause. It does come up later this week. Joining us to explain how they're going to do this is the executive director of the McLaren Port Huron Foundation, Lynn Grefor. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Cocktails for a Cause. How are you going to do this virtually?
Well, we're keeping it pretty simple. We know that so many of us are hosting Zoom cocktail parties at home with their friends to stay connected and have a little fun. So what we did is we came up with three cocktail recipes. We partnered with Carmanis Cancer Institute and McLaren Greater Lansing. Each organization came up with a fun cocktail. We have all of the recipes on our website. And we're just asking that people make one cocktail, make all three cocktails, have a little Zoom cocktail party with your friends, and then vote for your favorite by making a donation of any size.
There you go. And these donations are going to go to a great cause, too, aren't they?
Yeah, all the donations that we get for the cocktail event is going to go towards our COVID-19 relief funds. We've had a lot of interest from the community looking for ways that they can help support the hospital, support our staff, support our patients. So we have so far collected about $25,000 into that fund. And we hope it continues to grow because we know that this crisis could last quite some time. So all the proceeds from the cocktail event will go towards that fund.
And what are the three cocktails?
So the Carmanis Cancer Institute is making a Motown Mule. McLaren Greater Lansing is doing a 517 Up. And McLaren Port Huron is doing a Quarantini.
I like it. The recipes are all available on the on your website, right?
Yep, McLaren Port Huron Foundation, which is mclaren.org/phcocktail.
Pretty easy when you click on the cocktail recipe. It takes you right to the donation page, so you can make your donation there. And again, this is all happening virtually on Thursday, right?
Yep, it actually goes Thursday through Sunday, so we're giving everybody the weekend, if there is such a thing anymore. And then on Sunday, we'll announce the winner.
All right, so you can organize your own party, get your own friends together, make the drinks at your own home, and have a little fun with this.
That's right. We hope it's fun. We want to keep the hospital top of mind, keep our healthcare workers top of mind, and give people an easy way to make a donation.
How is everything going at the hospital, and particularly with the foundation? I know you've been raising money for those that are working on the front lines. How's that all been going?
It's been going well. I mean, the hospital's doing well. We're actually starting to do some additional time-sensitive procedures that maybe people put off, and we have lots of precautions in place for that. The foundation has been continuing to work with our donors and raise money, but we've also been deployed to help in other parts of the hospital, which we really enjoy because, whether you work for the foundation or you work in the lab or you work as a nurse, we all are in healthcare because we think it's important and we want to continue to serve our community.
Absolutely. We appreciate all that everybody at McLaren Port Huron is doing, and you can help with Cocktails for a Cause this weekend. You can check it out on Facebook or on the McLaren Port Huron Foundation website. All the details will be there. Lynn, thanks for telling us about it.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. It was fun to be here.
Anytime. Take care. Bye-bye.